Many of you know by now that Elder Ed Pollock passed away yesterday. We knew he was on a journey with cancer. We knew that one day we would be saying goodbye to Ed. We didn't know it would be yesterday. And as far as we know, Ed passed away in a very peaceful way, with something heart-related happened, and he's no longer with us. And all of us, especially the family, would have loved to have held on to Ed as long as we could. And as we visited with the family, one of the insights they gave me into Ed's journey is it was very hard for somebody so active and who was such a doer to feel like I can't do what I could always do. And in a sense, there is a blessing in the midst of the grief that he went quickly and quietly, and he could still, this past week, take long walks with his son and garden and plant flowers and do the things that he loved to do. And in the midst of the grief, there is that note, there is sort of the sub-theme of a blessing. So we are grateful for that, at least. I want to tell you a brief story about Ed. There's going to be time, and we're still putting together all the details about the memorial service, and we'll keep the community informed. But if you'll indulge me for just a moment, I want to tell you a brief story about Ed and why I'm so grateful for his life. Ed is has been the only person who was here in the very, very, very beginning. And Ed was not on the original core committee that was recruited to help Julie and I, and I include Julie because she was the unpaid staff member, begin St. Andrews. And but very, very early on in the process, Ed came in. And that core group situation needed to change early on. They decided they were not the people to really be the core group. And so Julie and I were meeting people in the neighborhoods. And the one person who was always with us was Ed. Ed stuck with us. And I can remember a meeting that we had very early on about preparing for Christmas. And Christmas was right here in the field in a big white tent with heaters going and blasting. And there was right over about here was going to be a campfire. And we were reaching out in the community, and we sent postcards out and said, come for a campfire. We're going to roast marshmallows. We're going to sing Christmas carols. And then we came in here, and we had all this, and there weren't many of us, and we were doing this sort of in the early 2000s, this sort of postmodern church thing where we were going to do church completely differently, and it was going to be out of the box. Weren't enough people. You didn't really have a campfire committee. It wasn't really that kind of day and age. And so I looked at Ed, and I said, you're the fire dude. And Ed said, okay, I don't know what that is, but okay. And somebody came late to the meeting, and we were rehearsing all the roles again, and the room was quiet for a moment, and Ed said, I'm the fire dude. Seemed very happy and tickled to be the fire dude. The reason I tell you that story is, in a way, it sort of encapsulates a lot of my time with Ed. And, you know, Ed had been involved in many Presbyterian events and churches and conferences, and I know for a while attended churches in Gaithersburg that were very mature as institutions and probably had choirs and organs and possibly stained glass windows. And you could look around this place and see that there wasn't going to be a stained glass window or an organ anytime soon. And I honestly think that's part of what energized him. I think he would have been fine for them to be here, but fine for them not to be here, because here he was with this, 30-ish-year-old pastor with a lot of experience in church under his belt, and he was just excited to be in it. He was excited to be in something that was mission, that was reaching out to people. And we were bringing in people that hadn't darkened the door of a church, if ever, for a very long time. And he just always seemed to be energized by that and the missional nature of what we were doing. And when we strayed from that, or if we strayed from that, or were tempted to just get too deep in the weeds of our own administration, administrative details always reminded us of the importance of doing mission and made sure that he was always our stake in the ground to make sure that we always did that. And moving forward, that's something we will have to remember, is that we will always, because of what, the example that he set, always make sure that we have something going on in mission. So we are very, very grateful for Ed's life. May we pray and give thanks. Almighty God, we are thankful for those that you place around us, and we forget that it's for a time, it's not forever. And perhaps we forget to make the most of this time. With Ed, I think that is not so. And as he got his diagnosis and experienced the grief over that diagnosis, what he would say in the same breath is, I've lived a good life, and I don't have any regrets. I thank you for the beautiful community that he helped us build here at St. Andrew's. That part of the fabric of this community as we sit here today is what he did in the early stages of managing bonfires and helping us design buildings, including the one that we sit in right now, and doing mission and being a part of session. He's been a big part of the fabric. And not only that, our relationships with him in Bible studies and so many personal conversations. There's going to be, I hope, over the next weeks, much more time to think about the impact and what the gifts that Ed represented and brought to this community. Today, we say we miss him, and we say thank you. And we say it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let me walk upon the water. wherever you will call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Keep